Well, now, audience, I wish now I'm going to ask you a real favor if you'll do it. People's got to catch their buses and trains. We won't be here, but a little bit ain't necessary. My ministry, I'll find, I haven't found the results yet. I'm trying to change it and get back to just the praying for the sick. Brother Joseph will probably write and tell me. But my ministry is this, that just declares that God is here. It don't matter whether I pray for you or not. In this particular meeting now, it's your faith. It ain't touching me, it's touching him. See, you touch him, it'll happen. How many out there now, so if the audience, your people around, how many wants to be prayed for up here and wants God to heal you, and you, you're sick and you want God to heal you, and you don't have prayer cards and things, you want God to heal you. See, I just believe him and watch what happens. Then if he'd do that one time, when Moses, God told him what he was to do, and he went out there to perform that sign before Israel, every one of them believed and marched out. Is that right? Now, we ought to believe, too. It oughtn't to be just ever, everlasting. It should just be once, and you say, that's it. And we ought to gather ourselves together in this loving Christian spirit that we're in, lay our hands on one another and pray, get up out of the chair and say, thank you, dear Lord Jesus. I now go with a heart full of love with the assurance that you're Almighty God who keeps your word. At Arthur Settler. See? Now, I could take maybe and stand here until midnight. I'd probably get 100 people through here, but if I could live that long, they wouldn't let me stay because I'd be a week or two coming out of it. See? Now, it isn't when I'm out of it or when I'm in it. It's between the times. See? When you're just coming out. It's anointing. And if you wouldn't understand what that means, if you've never accepted Christ, you know what it means to be anointing? It's another dimension. It's another dimension or another sense. So talking to the people, I realize there's a woman here. Now, if there's anything that's said about her, somebody has to say it besides me because I don't know the woman. Are we strangers to one another? We are strangers to each other. She's standing here, and that's all I know. She's just standing here. And now, and she's a lot younger than I am, so she was born after I was, and we don't never seen any other before. Now, something's got to happen if... Now, if it's healing, if she wants healing, I'd like to do it, but I can't. Only thing I can do maybe is by a divine gift, like preaching the word or another gift, prophecy, what? Bring her faith up. If God will do it down this prayer line for peace, will you all assure me tonight that you'll believe Jesus? Assure you, just fellowship with him, man, will you do it? Now, be in prayer out there. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every spirit in my control for the glory of God, and that everyone be seated just for the next 10 or 15 minutes, please. Don't get up and move around and sit still. Now, sister, I want to talk to you, the first person here tonight, and I want to speak with you because it's first to get the anointing started. Whether you have faith or not, I don't know. There's nothing we know now. See, we just have to wait to see what the Holy Spirit will say. But if he does reveal to me what you come here for, or something that you... something that you know that I don't know anything about, then you will receive it, will you? Now, sister, all I can do is just be a man. See, that's all I can. That's all I am. Just a sinner and saved by grace. Now, I perceive that you are a Christian because you have a wonderful feeling to your spirit as it comes meeting me, see. Now, if it wasn't, it would back off. You see, if you've ever been in a meeting, when sinners come, quickly, it's unwelcome. Critics, you know it right then, see, because it's spiritual, see. But this is supernatural, and you are a Christian. You believe me. You absolutely do. That's right. But now, the next thing is, you could have been a critic, and I wouldn't have known it. See, naturally, but I know it now, see, because the anointing of the Holy Spirit is here. Now, you are here because you want to be prayed for. I see you... You're a real nervous person, very upset. And I see you all the time holding your... It's a headache you have all the time. You're constantly bothered with a headache all the time. Now, that is true, isn't it? That's true. Now, every one of you ought to believe. Everyone ought to believe with all your heart. Do you do it? Now, see, if I talk more to the lady, more would be said. I can either take one person, long time talk with them, not bring so many through, but let them come swiftly, bring them all through. It depends on it. Just whatever. Just I got so much strength, it'll go out for vision. And when that's over, see these men standing here at their post? They'll take me. I don't know when I am and when I'm not. but you believe the Lord Jesus. That's you and I talk. You seem like a very nice person since you're standing there. And I believe he's already told you what was your trouble or something. Now, you just look this way just a moment. And you're so easy to talk to because I believe you have a real, real faith. That's right. I see you're not from this city. You're from a city by the side of a water, but it's not this water. It's salt water. And that's way away. You come from the northeast, coming west to Chicago, and you're in a city. I see a name called, it's Portland. And Maine is a state. Portland, Maine. And I see you got someone there you're interested in. It's an afflicted person. And it's something like a muscle or a bone disease that's afflicted, and it's a relative, a nephew. And then you have a brother also. And you've got two handkerchiefs in your hand. I see them when you got them. And you one is for a brother who's suffering with a nervous condition, and the other is for a nephew who's suffering. That's the truth, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. You believe now?
Yes.
All right, let me. Heavenly Father, in the name of thy beloved child, Jesus Christ, who sat at the well and told the woman, go get your husband. She said, I have none. You said, that's right. She got five. She said, I perceive that you're a prophet, sir. I know when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. Jesus said, I am he. Father, tonight, you promised us this fellowship, and here we are enjoying this fellowship. The things that I do, shall you also? I'll be with you. Fellowshipping to the end of the world. Oh, we love you, Jesus. You're here. Grant the request of this woman as I bless her with these handkerchiefs in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you, my sister, and give to you the desire of your heart. How do you do, sister? Supposing we are strange to each other also. We are. Jesus knows us both. Got a back trouble, haven't you, little lady sitting there? That's right. Back and teeth. Got something wrong with your teeth also. You believe Jesus can make you well? If you do it, you can have it. Okay. You really believe it? You got a good book laying on your lap. If you'll just keep reading that, well, I'll have confidence in you. Amen. God bless you. You believe him with all your heart now. Now we're strange to each other, but not before Jesus. He knows both of us. I just seen something moving. It was somebody moving. I thought it was I have to follow a light, see, which is the Holy Spirit. God is a light. They that dwell in God dwell in light. Is that right? You believe that? This lady is standing here. If the audience can hear my voice, I hope that they can at this time. She's very sick. She's got a real nervous condition she's suffering with. And she's had two nervous breakdowns. Right. And you've just had some kind of in your lung, it was a pneumonia and a virus. Yes, they had. And you've had a couple of major operations, too. It's true. You believe that he's here to make you well now? Come here. I want to ask you something, sister. You and the condition you're in, and something's here now with me. I'm just a man, you know, I don't know you. But there's something here that knows you. It's working through this body somehow. He said, these signs will follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they'll get well. You have to do it, don't you? You believe it? Only one thing would be unbelief. Even God's Word tells you first. If you then he lovingly sends something else to encourage your faith. Isn't he wonderful?
Yes.
Now go and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanks be to God. You believe, lady? You're very sick. throat trouble. That's right. It's cancer in the throat, too. That's right. Of course, you knew that. You believe that Jesus make you well, lady. The only hope you have is through Him. If you will believe, God will make you well. You do it? Come here. Dear Heavenly Father, some 1,900 years ago, up Calvary went an old rugged cross dragging out the bloody footprints of the barrier. On his road up, his poor little weak body fell. He was bleeding, walking in blood. That's the trail, opening up the doors. His little weak physical body fell under the stream. And there stood Simon, the Cyrene, a colored man, picked up the cross and put it on his shoulders and helped him bear it on. What a dark hour, dark Calvary. Here's one of his children tonight, standing here, standing in the shadows of death. Oh God, be merciful. You devil that's killing this woman, in the light of Calvary, I charge thee by Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you leave her with my hands on her, my Lord's commandments. Come out of her. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Are you believing? Just have faith. Little lady sitting here with a little coat over her shoulders looking towards me, she suffers with a lung trouble. Sitting right back over there in the last end of the rows with her hand up, she has the coat over her shoulders. Lady, when I was praying for the colored lady just then, you were praying at the time, isn't that right? You have suffered with a lung trouble. Jesus healed you even before He healed the woman. You're well now. Your faith makes you whole. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just have faith, see. No matter where you are. Believest thou this? It's her faith. You say, is that in the Bible? Sure. Said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. If thou canst believe. You're looking around the lady there. You believe in a God that healed you with a gallbladder trouble and believe He'd make you well? You believe that He would? He did it. God bless you. That's the way I like to see you believe. That's the way I like to see you come. That's still quite faith. If thou canst believe, how do you do, lady? Do you believe with all your heart? Well, I'm a stranger to you, lady. I've never seen you in my life. But Jesus has known you before you was born. He knows you when He formed your spirit before the foundation of the world. When you were created in the back there in spirit form. Knowing that someday that you'd come on the scene and would stand here on this platform. That's my Lord. He knows all about it. Now, you know He's with you. You're not from this city. And you're not for yourself. You're standing here for a preacher. And that preacher is a woman. And she's got heart trouble. And she's a Pentecostal preacher. I see her raising her hands back and forth as she's speaking hard. And something else, she's in the last few days, she's been spitting up blood. Say, that's not here. That's in Kentucky, near Covington. I see her go down through to the river there. Right? I take that handkerchief and put it on her for her healing. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts to Jesus Christ. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Oh, He is so sweet, so lovely. I just love Him with all my heart. I'm sure you do too. Got female trouble sitting out there on the end, lady. You believe that Jesus make you well? If you believe it with all your heart, you can have it. Just don't doubt. Amen. very sick lady. A tumor in the stomach, but Jesus can make you well. Do you believe that? Come here. Heavenly Father, be merciful to this woman, knowing that she's now resting under the shadows of death, but Thou can make her well. Grant it, dear God. May Thy everlasting love and blessings rest upon this woman as I bless her in Jesus' name, and may she live many, many happy years yet for Your glory. Amen. God bless you, sister. Have faith and believe. You believe? You don't look like anemia, but you are. Do you believe that Jesus Christ will heal him for the handkerchief also? Oh, dear Jesus, I pray that the Holy Ghost will come to this woman and will heal her and make her well. Amen. God bless you, sister. Well, a little grandchild lady that you're praying for there that can't talk very well, kind of afflicted. You believe that Jesus is going to make that child well? You do? All right, just don't fear now. Have faith. I've seen the little fellow standing here a few minutes ago. So just have faith. I believe he's going to be all right. Amen. You love him?
Amen.
With all our hearts. Lady, you with your hair combed like it's a pink coat on, glasses on, with arthritis sitting there. You believe Jesus will make you well too? Sitting right out the line from the lady there. You believe with all your heart that Jesus would make you well? You believe him? If you do, you can have what you ask for too. Amen. Oh, he's real if you can believe him to be real. That's right. But you have to believe him. This lady saying you have sinus trouble. You believe, lady, that Jesus will make you well with the sinus trouble? Lady sitting next to his varicose vein. Sitting right back here, can't you see? Sure. That's right. There you are. Amen. Oh, the sovereignty of God trying to get to one person, call four. Isn't he wonderful?
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
How do you do? We strangers to each other, sir, are we? We're strangers to each other. You don't know. I'm already hearing you, all right? Bow your head a minute. Oh, Jesus, Son of God, we don't have to see miracles to believe, Lord. The only thing we have to do is to know that our hearts are pure in Your sight. But will You open the ear of this man so he can hear what I'm talking about? Grant it, Father. If You do this, we'll be thankful. And now, Father, knowing he's a man and he should have faith for himself, but in faith I challenge this devil. And I charge thee, thou deaf spirit, come out of the man in Jesus' name. Leave him. You hear me now, don't you? You love him with all your heart?
Amen.
I've got your hearing. Isn't he wonderful?
Wonderful.
He sure is. Another thing, I see you've got a tumor too, but Jesus Christ can heal you, can't he? You believe that? With all
Amen.
Your heart?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
Your first name's Jerry, isn't it? Man is your last name. And you live in Gary, Indiana. That's right. Mm-hmm. Your number is 2689 or 8789, something like
correct.
That. That's right, isn't it? Uh-huh. You believe now with all your heart?
Amen.
On Fulton Street, and you just go right on home rejoicing and be well in Jesus Christ's name. Let's say praise the Lord. Lady, you want to go eat your supper? Oh, the old altar's done gone from you. Just take off and say praise the people of God. You believe, sir? You know what? That old asthmatic condition is leaving you. Quit coughing. Be well if you just believe right now. You believe with all your heart? Then go and stop coughing in Jesus' name. Amen. Come, lady. This old lady's trouble, female, that... Oh, it's been bothering you a long time, ever since way back in menopause. But that's the truth, isn't it? All right, go home now and get over
praise
it. In the
Lord.
Name of the Lord
Thanks
Jesus.
The Lord.
Let's say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
walk out there at the end of the row and say, the arthritis is gone from me. Amen. And get well. Let's say, praise the Lord. Go eat your supper. Stomach trouble went away from you. Let's say, praise the Lord. You believe? All things are possible to them that believe. If you're a believer, you can receive it. How many wants to be healed? Let's see your hand. If thou canst believe, I believe right now. I'll bring the lady up here. She's standing by me. Well, look, that's us now. Yes, sir. God bless you up there in the balcony, sitting looking towards that nervous condition. Hold your hand up. God bless you. Yes, colored man sitting way back towards your back. That's right, sir. You were healed right then. Jesus Christ made you well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
A challenge of faith.
Hallelujah.
To look and believe and have fellowship with Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands over on each other now. We'll settle the whole thing.
My faith looks up.
Now, I believe this woman here is the first one in the line. Are you? Is this a patient? All right. Would you come, lady? Everybody real still. And keep your children near you. Just keep your children real near you on account of evil things. Don't think I'm a fanatic. I'm not, friend. If I am, God knows I don't know anything about it. But I'm trying to be your brother in Jesus Christ. And I believe the Bible backs it up. Now, a man can say anything he wants to. That doesn't make it right. But when God comes around and says that's right, you'll be sinning by disbelieving. Now, I think they're going to change the mic right now from here to here. I don't know where it'll work, and you watch it, because this is another world. It's another dimension to you scientists. I don't know this woman. Never seen her in my life. I don't know what she's here for. She knows that. But God does. And He knows what every one of you here for. And you don't have to have a prayer card to be here. You just believe out there where you are without a prayer card and see if the Holy Spirit don't do just exactly like He did when He was here on earth through our Lord Jesus. Because it's Him. Let's just hum just a moment, if you will. Only believe. Will you do it, brother? Boy, that was seriously vexed. He said, can you help him? He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask for total reverence and watch everything that's said. In the name of the Lord Jesus, obey what He says do. Now, lady, come forward. If you're there, that's all right. You and I, being a stranger to each other, not knowing each other, but it's the same case just like when our Lord was here. There was a woman and a man in the case. Is that right? And us being strangers to each other, you and I, never meeting each other before, are we strangers and never met each other before? If it is, raise up your hand. We don't know one another. Is that right? We don't know one another. But Jesus knows why you're here. You've come here for some purpose. And I don't know. You know I don't. But He does. Now you're conscious that something's going on. But you don't know. It's kind of a real, humble, like feeling. Did you ever see that picture of the angel of the Lord? That's just what it is between you and I. I just see it moving. It's a light. Now, He knows what you're here for. And if He will reveal to me what you're here for, like the woman come to the well with her trouble, go right to your trouble, will you accept Him as your, whatever it is, finances or
or a sickness or your soul condition, you remember, you can't hide your life from Him. He knows it. But I know that you're a Christian because your spirit is welcome. Now, you're having trouble, and the trouble is in the back. It's in a kidney. And that diagnosis is cancer. And you're at to die with this cancer. But you've come because that you believe that God would make you well. Is that true? Now, there's something here that knows you. Isn't that right? And He's able to tell you what it is. Do you believe that it's Him? Then if we'll pray, Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Is that true? Then you come here just a moment. Shall we bow our heads? Our Heavenly Father, this shadow darkness hanging over the woman, death, but Thou art life and light, and as Your servant, I offer this petition to her in her behalf, that in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, who is present now, that You will heal her. Yet, Lord, she cannot see You, but seeing the same works that You did, that's how they know You at Emmaus. You did something that no one else could do but You, and they recognize it to be You. And she recognizes the same, Lord, that it's not her humble brother standing here, but You. And as Your representative, I curse the disease in Jesus' name and ask that she be made well. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy. Do you believe now? Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. Oh, you have a wonderful faith. Oh, after the anointing once strikes, what a condition. Now, sister, I want you to look here just a moment. As our Master said to a woman, bring me a drink. And the apostle said to the man at the gate called Beautiful, look on me, look on us. Not as they was, if they wanted to worship the man a little later. And he said, and now I'll be born many miles apart. The first time we've ever met, it's Holy Spirit revealed to me what you're here for. Will you believe that I've told you the truth about His resurrection and will accept Him as your healer? For you already are a Christian. Your spirit is welcome, see. If it was an unbeliever, it would know it right quick. But you've got a welcome spirit. Now, not knowing you, then it would have to be a perfect miracle if God would reveal to me what you're here for. Is that right? Now, if the audience is still hearing my voice, the woman seems to be going away from me. I see her walking in her room. She has something in her hand. She drops it. Oh, she's nervous. It's a nervous condition she has. And I see a terrific fall. She's had a fall, and it hurt her neck. And she slipped. Doctors have said it's three vertebrae, or the cushions in between the vertebrae, that's been gone out. And it's laying down against the, and it's pinching and hurting. And it's making her extremely nervous. And there's no hope for her outside of God the Creator to put the cushions back. And I see she has another trouble. It's a tumor. And that tumor is in the female gland. She has tumor in the female gland, thus saith the Lord. Those things are true, are they? I do not know what I told you. It wasn't me. That was another. Was it ever a bit true? Every word true. Then, if God is telling I've told the truth, then Jesus has risen from the dead, hasn't He? He said, whatever you ask the Father, then in my name, I'll do it. If He's risen from the dead in 1900 years, still proving that He's here raised from the dead, His words are true, is it? Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Do you believe this, sister? Then come forward. Our kind Heavenly Father, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, realizing that we're standing in divine presence of the Almighty God who made heavens and earth and dwelt here in a body called the Lord Jesus, When he testified himself, I do nothing except the Father shows me. And these things that I do shall you also. Even more, because I go to the Father, I'll come again, be with you always, even to the end of the world. Then I ask in Jesus' name to the Father that he'll condemn ever what was wrong with this, my sister. And I send her from here this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ to be well. Amen. Go on your road rejoicing, sister. It's over. You're healed. Let's say praise the Lord. Do you believe? If you can believe, all right, you can receive. Now, Reverend, everyone. Oh, what a time, friend. What a glorious time. Remember, we are... The audience looks fading. God knows that I'm not a fanatic. I'm telling you the truth. But we are in the presence of Him who raised from the dead. He's here. Now let the Mohammed out. Why do you think about it, little lady with the red coat on sitting there? You're suffering from a heart trouble, aren't you? Nervous condition. You believe the Lord Jesus would make you well? If you believe with all your heart, the Bible said, if thou canst believe, thou shalt receive. But if you can believe and be made well. You believe, lady? Are we strangers to each other? We are strangers. I've never seen you in my life. Do you believe, sister? You believe that God would heal you sitting there weeping? You had ulcers, but the Lord Jesus made you well right then. That's right, isn't it? Stand up on your feet. This lady sitting right here with a white coat on. An angel of God was right around where she was at. And you're healed now. Your ulcers won't bother you no more. Would you do me a favor? There's a case of scientists sitting right next to you. Lay your hand over there and pray too. Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal him also of the scientist, and may he be well. Stand up, my brother, and give praise to God. Your faith makes you whole also. You are healed. Hallelujah! Jesus, the Son of God, has raised from the dead. Do you believe back in there? Just have faith. Oh, how wonderful. He never fails. He's Jesus, the Son of God. Now, sister, if you believe with all your heart and will look this way and just believe, I couldn't heal you. If I could heal you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. If there's anything I could do to help you and wouldn't do it, and you, if that's what you're here for, I do not know. It might be some other trouble. I can't say. But if I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a horrible person, wouldn't I? And I'm your brother. Now you're conscious that something's going on, lady. I see something about an appointment you have. And that's to take place Wednesday. You're examined by a doctor. And it's something wrong with your breast. And you're to be operated on this coming Wednesday. That's right. And do you believe that Jesus Christ is going to make you well? Come here just a minute, then. Our dear Heavenly Father, I pray that in Jesus' name that you'll take away all the disease from our sister. She will recover and be a well person. I ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy and rejoicing now, believing with all your heart. Now look, audience, just a moment. Don't move, please. You disturbed this. Someone healed at this side. I couldn't see where it was at. See, don't move, please. They'll take me away just in a minute. But don't move. See, each one of you is a soul, your spirit. You're Christians. And we're working in a spiritual realm. As the Bible said, be reverent. Be still and know that I am God, he said. I'm sorry it happened right in here, but I couldn't see it. Now, be real reverent and have faith. How do you do, lady? We're strangers to each other. I don't know you. You don't know me. And I've never seen you in my life. And perhaps you've never seen me, unless it was in a meeting somewhere just past. You don't know me. This week's the first time you've ever seen me. Then we're total strangers, aren't we? I don't know you. Now, audience, just a moment. Here's a lady we've never met. She's just seen me when she come here at the meeting. We've never met in our life. She's standing there. Healthy-looking woman to me. Is something wrong? I don't know. God does. But let her be the judge. If God will reveal to me what's wrong, will you believe the truth that Jesus raised from the dead? You believe it? And remember, He's just as willing to heal you as He is to heal her. Don't make any difference. It's just the same. You see people here, you out there, it's out in the audience, you're being healed. So it doesn't matter to God. If you just sit and pray, God will grant it. Now be real reverent and see what the Holy Spirit will say. He might not say one word. I can't tell you. That's up to Him. Now, sister, not knowing you, and knowing that you'll have to admit that if the Holy Spirit reveals something to me that you know that I don't know you or nothing about you, you know it'll have to be supernatural power. And now, it depends on what you determine it to be. If you determine it to be wrong, then you'll never receive nothing. But if you determine it to be right, you'll get what you ask for. But you are not here for yourself. You're here for someone else. And it's a woman. And you're packing a handkerchief in your hand for the woman. And that woman is your sister. And she's not in California. She's from way away. She's from a place called Alabama. And she's suffering with high blood pressure and heart trouble. Is that right? Then believe. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask that this be granted to the mercies and merits of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and glory. Amen. God bless you. Have faith in God. You can receive what you ask for if thou canst only believe. Now, standing right here, do you who know and have seen the picture? Here goes the angel of the Lord, a vision, a woman with her head bowed. She's in prayer. And she's praying that God will speak to me. She's sitting right here on the front row. And she's praying about a husband, that she wants him to have a deeper walk with God. Thus saith the Lord. Rise up to your feet, sister, and accept it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Dost thou believe? If you can believe, you will receive what you ask for. For the Holy Ghost is here. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe Him? Have faith in God. Now, the lady standing before me. We are strangers, I suppose, to each other, lady. I have never seen you in my life. We are strangers, are we? If we are, raise up your hand to the audience. I do not know the lady. I have never seen her. But you see the effect of the visions. Look at here. See? It just seems like I'm passing out. See, you're going into another world, down with other people. It's another dimension. Daniel the prophet saw one vision and was troubled at his head for many days. I'm sure you can appreciate this, and that audience just drawing like one great magnet. What is it? It's not for me. It's the Holy Spirit here. He sent me. Not for my own self. It's Christ. He's here to show you that He's raised from the dead. It's not me. He's right there with you too. See? He's with us all. You just believe it with all your heart, and He'll heal you. Or you get what you ask for, if thou canst believe. But you must believe. Now here's a total stranger. But the lady is a Christian. And the lady being a Christian, she's very conscious that something's going on. Because it's the moving of the Holy Spirit. It was hanging over this lady sitting right here. It's moved back to the woman here now. Some connection somewhere. I don't know. But the woman is here because she's extremely nervous. And she's suffering with a trouble in her neck. And it affects the shoulder and in the back. And I see a surgery, an operation, but it was some time ago, long time ago, and this is the effect of that surgery that's causing these conditions. That's right. Do you believe now? You believe now? With all your heart, the woman be the witness. Now, I see, more you talk to her, more would take place. But you see, we have to save a little strength for the audience. Just for this, let's talk to the woman just a moment. Would it make you believe more? Let me talk to her a moment. If the Holy Spirit would show anything different, I don't know. I don't know what he said to her. Whatever what it was truth. If it's truth, raise up your hand. It's truth. It's always truth. It can't be nothing else. Now, what your trouble was, I don't know. But if the Holy Ghost will show me something else, will you then believe with all your heart? May he grant it. I'm just his servant, his prophet. Or maybe I oughtn't have said that, minister. You're not from this city. You've come from another city. Say, and you're a preacher. You come, you have an independent church that you're preaching in a little place. Isn't that right? Oh, lady, you return home, you're well. Jesus Christ makes you well. A glorious light come all around the woman. Go on your road, my sister, and rejoice and be happy, for Jesus healed you. Amen. Let us say praise the Lord. Giving glory, all you people. Now, be reverent, please. Don't move. You're making it 10 times worse on me. I'll go just in a few minutes. If you'll promise to sit still just a moment or two. People are getting healed. I know you have to hurry. And I guess maybe it's getting late, yes. But the boys are watching me. That's what this man's standing here for. Down here, my boy, he's watching me. He knows just how much farther I can go. Let's see if we can't speak maybe the Holy Spirit to someone else and see what would take place. Sir, do you believe? Come here just a minute. Put your hand over on mine. Now, are you sitting there thinking this is mental telepathy and I'm reading their mind? I'll show you that's not. I'm a stranger to you, am I, sir? I don't know you. But if God can reveal to me what's your trouble, you believe, won't you? Then go home and eat your dinner. The stomach trouble left you. Amen. Have faith in God. Just believe with all your heart. All right, would you come, lady? You believe? Can you? Do you believe? Then you won't need your operation. Your tumor will just go right on away from you. Go on your road and rejoice. Be made well. Let's say, praise be to God. All right. Do you believe with all your heart? Sister, look here just a moment. The lady sitting right here looking right at me, right at that little girl. You're praying, aren't you, sister, because you have female trouble that you want to get over. That is right. You prayed just a few minutes ago and said, God, if you'll have him call me, I'll believe. And I'll be... Isn't that right, sister? You there with the great coat on. You believe with all your heart now sitting here on the front row and believe that, that Jesus Christ make you well? If you do, raise up your hand and say, I accept it. All right, you can go on your road and be made well now. Jesus heals you. You're the patient. I'm not beside myself, but you understand. I don't know you. But I see you trying to get out of bed. It's a stiffening condition. Arthritis. You believe that he makes you well? He does. Just go on your road rejoicing and be thankful and be happy. Amen. Heart trouble's no more for God to heal than it is to take a drink of water. You believe that? Then go rejoicing and be made well through Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe? Just have faith. Have faith, believe. Just a moment, something happened. I seen a lady moving. Oh, I see a dark shadow. It's hanging over a lady. She's sitting there with her hand up praying. It's up against her mouth. Cancer. Cancer of the head. You're in a dying condition. That's right, lady. That's your husband sitting by you. You're not from this place. I see great, big, tall trees where you come from, it's evergreen trees, like pines. You're from Washington, the state of Washington. Your husband's a minister of the gospel. His name is Jiggers or Jagger or Jagger, something like that. I heard somebody say, I believe his initials is U.S. Jigger. Put your hand over on her, brother, and may she be healed in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah! Praise be to our God. Say, while the Holy Ghost is there, person sitting right next to her has trouble with her jaw. They're praying and believing God would heal them. The Lord bless you, my brother, and make you well. You sitting under high blood pressure, you believe Jesus will make you well? Stand up on your feet. You also had a little funny feeling around your heart. It's gone. Jesus Christ heals you and makes you well. Do you believe? Well, Jesus Christ can heal everybody that's all in the presence right now. Do you believe it? He's here. He's raised from the dead. It must be my going time. Somebody's around me. I ask you in Jesus' name to lay your hands over on each other and believe with all your heart while His presence is here. Go, your arthritis has left you, sister. Go on your road. You was healed of that arthritis when you raised up there, sitting in the chair. Stomp your feet up and down like this. There you are. Go on. You're all right now. Put your hand on one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, thou Satan, who's done evil to this audience, I condemn thee. Thou art a devil, and you're only deceiving the people. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. He's alive today, and you're exposed. You aggravating animal, you'll be punished for this evil that you do to God's children. I adjure thee by the name of the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, that you come out of the people and leave this very day, and every person in here be made well. All right, as they line them up, how many people here who doesn't have a prayer card, raise up your hand and you want God to heal you. Raise up your hand way up high now, who doesn't have prayer cards and wants to be healed. So I get a general idea of where you are. All right? That's fine. Now be in prayer. Have faith. Now shall we bow our heads just a moment. Our Heavenly Father, now the crucial moment has come for something I have spoke of you, Father. Now, it is thy time, Lord, and I pray thee that in Jesus' name that you will speak, Lord, tonight. Grant it, let thy mercy come. And now, as I have testified of thee, testify, Lord, to the audience that I have told them the truth. I pray thee to do this secretly now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let everyone remain right in your seat. Be seated. Be reverent. Don't move around. I'm sorry I'm 15 minutes late on the line to begin with, but we'll pray. Now, if they're not there, is everybody, the whole line there? All right, sometimes people can't get up, and sometimes they're deaf and dumb. They can't speak or hear. You watch your neighbor's card so that when it's called, it'll come. Now I'm going to ask you to do me a real good favor. Will you do it? Now look, they won't let me stay too long here because I've got other nights coming. Then after this meeting, I leave here and go right straight to another man, right to another man overseas. And see, I just have to watch they do. Because just if God would do it one time, it ought to settle it. Now see, there's nothing, I remember, I told you, there's nothing in me or in no other man that can help you. Not one thing. And if anyone tells you there is, he's certainly out of Scripture. That's right. Jesus has already done it. Your healing, He was wounded for your transgressions. With His stripes, you were healed already. And anything that He's already done, there's only one thing left for you to do, by faith accept it. Is that right? So, there is any virtue in any man. It all lays in Calvary. And any true minister of the gospel will witness the same thing. See, it's not a hocus pocus. No, sir. It's pure, unadulterated, the Holy Spirit of God making manifest Jesus Christ. Now, I want to ask you something. If Jesus has risen from the dead, won't He do the same things if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Will he do the same thing? He said he would. Now, what did he say when he was here on earth? He did nothing of himself but what the Father showed him. Is that true? Well, then, everything that he did was by vision. Is that right? He touched people and told them according to their faith. Their faith touched him, and he told them back what was wrong with them, and like the woman at the well. See how the Father sent him up there to the well? Instead of going down to Jericho, he went up around to Samaria and just sat there and waited for the woman to come. When the woman come, that's the one he'd seen. He got to talking to her. Then he found out what her trouble was. She was not living right. She had five husbands. He said, go get your husband. She said, I have none. Just listen to this while they're making ready. Say, go get your husband. After he talked to her, carried a conversation, like I will with this woman or anybody else. Carry a conversation while he's catching that human spirit. Say, go get your husband. She said, I have none. He said, that's right, you got five. Well, listen to what she said. Now, listen closely. Said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know that when the Messiah cometh, that's Jesus. She didn't know it was Jesus, the Messiah. Didn't know he was the Messiah. Said, when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us all things. Be able to tell us like you did there. See, the conversation's on. How did he know what was wrong with her? Now, she said, you must be a prophet. For I know that when Messiah cometh, we know that. That when Messiah cometh, he'll tell us things like that. But who are you? He said, I'm he that speaks to you. And she ran into the city and said, come see a man that told me what I've done. Said, isn't this the very Christ? That's scripture, isn't it? Now, if that was Jesus then and he's raised from the dead, won't he do the same tonight? Then if he does, isn't that positive, supernatural proof, and not only supernatural, but natural proof right here among us that he's raised from the dead? And if he's raised from the dead, his attitude towards you is just like it was then. And you ought to accept it. Now, are you ready, brethren? Now, just once slowly, only believe, or let's sing it like this, now I believe. Let's just sing it, now I believe. Now I believe. Now I believe. All things are possible. Now I believe. Now I believe. Oh, now I believe. All things are possible. Now I believe. What is it we believe now? That Jesus has risen from the dead, living here among us, fulfilling the words that he said, these things that I do shall you also, and more than this shall you do, for I will go to my Father. Yet a little while, and the world, unbelievers, the world will see me no more. Yet ye shall see me. Now, there's going to be some of the world, no matter whatever took place, they'll never see it again and say, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But ye shall see me. You're still ye. For I will be with you even to the end of the world. Is that right? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. How far? All the world to the end of the age. These signs shall follow them that believe. How long? To the end of the world, wherever the gospel's been preached, and two-thirds of it's never heard of yet. See what I mean? Not us as healers, but us as Christians. And Jesus working with them, confirming the word with signs following. Now, if he's raised from the dead, he'll do as he said. Now, the lady will come, if she will. Now, these people, in this audience tonight, so far as I know, are strangers to me. I just looked just for a moment. There's no one right present that I see now that I know. Of course, I know this brother standing here. He's one of the ministers. I don't know the brother's name, but I know his face sitting there at the organ. My son sitting there. Brother Oregon Wright sitting back in the back. I've seen him, and I'm not sure, but if that's Brother Wilson, I'm not sure, sitting way back. I'm not positive Brother Art Wilson. I believe it is sitting way back in the back. Just happened to recognize him walking by a few moments ago. Outside of that, it's as far as I know anyone. What about these stretchers? Did any of y'all have cards or anything that was called? No, no. Well, you don't have to have cards, see. You just look this way and believe. You just believe. See, it's your faith in God. Just believe it with all your heart and see if God don't answer your prayer. Be in prayer. Don't be... Just sit quiet and say, "Now, Lord, I believe the man has told the truth." He said, if you get people to believe you, then be sincere when you pray, nothing will stand before the prayer. I said, they wouldn't believe me. Lord said, as Moses is given signs, so this will be. And when this is done, they will believe you. It's been so far, this has been about 9 years. I still think they believe. May the Lord bless. Now, the little lady standing here is a perfect stranger to me, as far as I know. I never seen her in my life, as far as I know. But God does know her. I don't. But Jesus Christ knows you. That you know that. You're here for some cause. I don't know. But Jesus does know, doesn't he? He knows what you're here for. And you know that I don't know what you're here for. But if Jesus will reveal to me through his Spirit, like he talked to the woman at the well, and you and I are just as he was then, see? He's a man talking to a woman. Now, see, you're a woman, and I'm a man. Now, we're both natural human beings, but yet there's a spirit in you. There's a spirit in me, and you are a Christian, because your spirit's welcome, you see. But now, there may be something wrong with you. If there is something wrong with you, now there's anointing of the Spirit. Me as your brother, I don't know. But there's a Spirit that comes down and I just yield myself to it. And it tells through my lips, not me knowing, but it tells through me by vision what's the matter in your whatever about you. Then you know it wouldn't be your brother. Then that's the Holy Spirit of God trying to get you to believe. See what I mean? Now, audience, do you understand that? And now, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to this woman, will you believe with all your heart now that it's like the same like the woman at the well? Now, I can't make you believe, understand? You're the sick person, that you're the patient, but I'll say this with reverence. It'll be your attitude towards what I'm telling you will determine what will happen. That's right. So just remember that and pray. And be in prayer. Don't move around. Just sit reverent. Be real reverent and believe with all your heart. God will do the rest of it. Now, I have to talk to you a minute because in preaching, usually in the big campaigns where the manager and them's around the speaker, I just come right in under the anointing and go ahead and start with a prayer line. This way, speaking and making altar calls, it kind of throws it away from me a little from one side to the other. Both the same spirit, but by the same, it's another gift, you see what I mean. But now, you standing there, and I hear as your brother speaking to you, as strangers to one another, but there seems to be something strange about you. Very strange. It is strange. You've just been healed. You've been healed. Yes, you've been healed. You were healed last night. That's right. But you're standing here for somebody else. And that is a person that's taken some kind of something like shots, or it's insulin, and it's diabetes, and that man's a preacher, and he's been taking these diabetes shots for a long, long time. Insulin's what it is. I see it as he gives it. Insulin to himself, and tests his own urine actually. You're standing for him, aren't you? You being healed, you come because that's a friend of yours. Is that true? I'm not reading your mind, but that's the truth, isn't it? Now, the handkerchief that you got in your hand, up to God, go send it to him. And may the Lord heal him in Jesus Christ's name. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may it be. Don't fear. Have faith. Do you believe now? Have faith. Just believe with all your heart. God will grant it to you if thou canst believe. But first, you have to believe. Isn't that right? You have to believe. Now, I believe this lady is Spanish. You speak English? She doesn't even speak my language. Is there someone here who can interpret Spanish that would come, knows Spanish language that could interpret this? Can you interpret? Some. All right. If a Spanish interpreter, all right. Here comes someone who can interpret. How do you do, sir? Would you now, sir, just quote my voice to the lady? Would you do it? And so that she can understand. And see, now here I can even talk the woman's language. Now, that's the way it is overseas when visions come, see. Now, do you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? She does. Do you believe me to be his servant? You know, I, with all your heart, you know that I do not know you, but Jesus does know you. If he will tell me what's wrong, or what you want, or what your trouble is, will you believe that he raised from the dead? And will you accept him as giving you what you have need of? Does C mean yes? You are here for someone else. And that person isn't even in here. That person is east from here. And you cross California, you cross Arizona, you go into New Mexico. And it's a daughter. And that daughter is suffering lungs, a TB, having TB. Give me your handkerchief. Lord Jesus, may her life be spared. I pray and bless this handkerchief in Jesus Christ's name for her healing. Amen. Send it to her. Send the handkerchief to her. Have no doubt. She'll get well. Let us say praise the Lord. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe all things are possible to them that believe. Do you believe it? All right. Lady, I believe you're Spanish too. You speak English? Well, fine. Then walk just a little closer, please. All right. We are strangers to each other, and we have never met in life, but maybe born many miles apart, many years apart, but yet Jesus knows both of us. Is that right? Now, you know that I never seen you in my life, but I am saying that Jesus has known you before you were born. He knows you before the world began. In his great knowledge, he knew that you would be on this earth before the earth was made. So he knows all about us. Now, he loves you, and you're here for some cause. I do not know. But I declare that he has risen from the dead. Now, if he was standing here wearing this suit, well, he couldn't, if you're sick, he couldn't heal you because he's already did it. But he might do something that would cause you to believe it, you see, and accept what he had already done. Now, if he will speak through me like he did through his son at the that promised the same things that he did through his son will be done through his church. And if he'll do the same thing here, then you will accept his sacrifice as and the atonement for whatever you have need of. Will you do that? Will the rest of the people, every Spanish person in here ought to do it, if God will do it. Now, it's difficult, but the Lord knows. Now, the woman is much probably older than I, and she's a believer. I see that. She's a welcome spirit. Now, if the audience can still hear my voice, the woman seems to be moving away. And I see her. She's in some kind of a condition there. It's something over her. No, they're operating on her. And she goes out and she comes back again. She had two operations, and it's in the stomach. And he had an ulcerate in the stomach, and the doctor's taken out the ulcerate, but it didn't do no good. The ulcer, the stomach, still bothers the woman. And this is, thus saith the Lord, she has a nervous condition that's causing it. The woman, when she was younger, I see her as a young woman or a middle-aged woman goes into a time of life like ladies go through, the change of life, and she becomes nervous. And she's been bothered ever since. That is, thus saith the Holy Spirit. That was true. Whatever it was true. Is that right? Now, you know that there's something here anointing me as your brother, anointing your life. Is that right? Do you believe it's what the Bible said, the Holy Spirit returned to do this? Do you accept Him now? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I condemn the disease of this woman's body and pass her on for a healthy life in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go rejoicing, happy. Now, look, sister, I seldom say this to people, but as I prayed, before I prayed, it was real dark around you. Something was on you, was going to kill you. I don't know what it was, but now it's gone. It's real light around you. And you know something's happened, hasn't it? Now go on your road rejoicing and being happy. Let's say, praise be to God. And do you believe that while you were sitting right there that the Lord Jesus made you well? It was done while you were sitting right there. You don't have to be prayed for. Your faith has already healed you. Go on your road rejoicing and saying, praise be to God. Let's say, praise the Lord, real faith. Now, sister, you sitting right there, right behind this lady with a pink coat on. Raise your hand because something struck you. That's right. You've been suffering with a heart trouble. It's been bothering you. Isn't that right? Now, wave your hand back and forth like this, silly. That's right. But the reason it's been bothering you is because you've had a real nervous condition. And the reason that is, your heart trouble is worse on you, especially if you eat and lay down. Because the gas gets into your stomach and goes up against your heart. It's really not a heart trouble. It's a nervous trouble. And you drop things and so forth. Now, your faith has made you whole. Jesus Christ heals you. Now you can go home and be happy. God bless you. Amen. So our Lord Jesus can take TB, anything, just as easy for Him. Isn't that right? You were healed while you were sitting in the chair. The TV left you, so you go on your road rejoicing and saying, thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. You believe? Now, here's two spirits calling one to another. I only wish that my lovely audience could only be in this dimension and see this. This woman standing here is suffering with the same thing that woman sitting there with her hands crossed. Not like that. Here's a dark line, because the spirit that's on this woman is calling to this spirit for help, and it's both the same disease. Arthritis to both. Now you can go on your road. Stand up on your feet, lady, you with your handkerchief. There you are. It's gone from you. Now go on your road rejoicing and being happy. Let's say praise the Lord. There you are. See, you don't need prayer cards. You're being healed without it. Thanks be to God. All right, come, lady. when you're trying to get around and your back bad like that, and see, makes it kind of hard, doesn't it? And stepping down off the street, turning sideways like this sometimes to get down, you won't have to do that now. Your faith made you whole while you're standing way back there in the prayer line. Go on your road rejoicing and staying happy. Thanks be to God. Sister, you believe with all your heart? And you believe that He'll heal you and make you well? The heart trouble and everything that's making you get well? He has. Now you're so happy and rejoicing. Your faith has made you well. All right. Now, lady sitting there with that eczema, and you believe that Jesus will make you well? If you want to believe with all your heart, okay, God will heal you if thou canst only believe. Thanks be to God. How do you do, sir? You believe with all your heart? What do you think, sister? You believing? Do you, sir? With all your heart? Yes, sir, I believe that. What if I told you to heal while you're sitting in a chair? Would you believe it?
Yes.
You would. Let me tell you, just so that you know that I'm telling you the truth. You have a habit you'd like to give up. That's right, smoking cigarettes. Will you give them up? But you might know this, too. You've got a mother here tonight who wants to be healed, have you? If I tell you what's wrong with her sitting out there in the audience, would you believe me? Gallbladder trouble. Is that right? Now go on. You'll both be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So let's say praise be to God who gives us the victory. You're trying hard, lady. It's for that woman there, isn't it? I never seen you, and you know that. But the Holy Spirit is here. He knows all things. You're not far from the kingdom, lady, because you're sick, and I know that. I hear something strange, audience. Don't think I'm beside myself. I'm not. But here comes from this woman here, scoots over to that man sitting out yonder, second person back in that seat there. Man sitting back there, you got trouble with your liver, haven't you, sir? That's your wife sitting next to you. She has something wrong with her neck, doesn't she? This lady's by the liver trouble, too. That's right. See there? That demon calling, but he's going to lose the battle. Jesus Christ is here. That's right. This woman's dying with the liver trouble. Sir, it's over. Your faith did it, sir. And the devil trying to play a trick, but he lost the game. Look, lady, you got liver trouble, too. You believe me? I want to talk to you just a minute. You're going to die laying there, you know that. You can't live laying there. Because you're very sick. And I see where the examination, you got water on the inside of you up there that won't come down. You're sicker than what they tell you. That's right. You're very sick. Sure, you got complications of everything sitting there. You believe me? That's right, isn't it? That's your daughter sitting with you. Isn't that right? You believe me to be God's prophet? You do? What do you think about this? You believe it's the Lord Jesus? You do? You got your pocketbook in your lap, haven't you? But you got a letter in that pocketbook. They come from my office. That's right. Don't they call you Thelma or something like that? Right. Now, put your hand over on your mother. Heavenly Father, this is the hour for faith. She lays there, she'll die. Give her strength, Lord. Give her believing power. And now, as your servant, I condemn that devil. Satan, you're trying to hold her, but you've been exposed. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and you are nothing but a breath. I adjure thee by the living God, come out of the woman. Lady, do you believe with all your heart?
Then it's, you believe? All right, you believe Jesus is near you now? That's the truth, what's been told, is that right? You believe me as his prophet? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up, take your bed, go home. Come out. Don't fear. Raise out of bed and come up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can do it. God will give you strength as he did Georgie Carter and the rest of them. He'll grant it to you. She's arising up. Her daughters are raising her, and here she comes out of the bed to be made whole. Let us bless God. Anybody else in here wants to be healed? Raise your hands up to the Lord Jesus while we pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we come to thee just now and ask that you heal every person in divine presence. Satan, you are defeated. Come out of the people. Thou art an imposter. You're wrong. You're a deceiver. And Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, and he's here. Leave the people in Jesus Christ's name. Come out. Every one of you lift your hands and give God praise and go home and be made well.